in the period from perhaps 1950 on, I began to develop the feeling that in this field of international affairs, there weren't just a few outstanding people whose opinions everybody else ought to accept, but that instead other people whose backgrounds might be different could get involved and in a useful and helpful way. And I decided that after I had spent perhaps 10 years spending half of my time probably on world affairs, I had, and nuclear weapons, the nature of nuclear war, radioactive fallout and its biological effects, things of that sort, I had developed to the point, where my opinion needed to be taken seriously, and I shouldn't accept a statement such as Dubridge made to me, that I might know a great deal about chemistry, but that didn't mean that my opinion had any value in other fields.